Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio on WATD, the program to help active boomers and seniors age successfully and enjoy themselves while doing it. Each week we're brought to you through the generous sponsorship of our partners. The first part of our show is brought to you by the Elder Law Office of Attorney Judith M. Flynn. A member of the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys, Attorney Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. Located in Rockland, Judy works with elders and their families to protect their hard-earned assets and ensure quality care. Call her today to schedule your legal checkup at 781-681-6638 or visit her firm's website at thelegalcheckup.com. That's thelegalcheckup.com. Now, here's your host, Greg Farrell.
Good morning and welcome to South Shore Senior News Radio here, broadcasting at 95.9 FM out of Marshfield, World Headquarters. And it's that time again. We're always it's always so exciting to welcome back our guest, our elder law attorney, offering some insights this week, is Attorney Judith M. Flynn. Hi, Judy.
Good morning, Greg.
You know, Judy, we've been trying to prepare for this week's discussion, and you know, I always get the association and all that type of stuff wrong when it comes to this elder law stuff. So I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself this morning.
Well, I have offices in Rockland is my primary office. I've got a Hingham office, mm-hmm. and I have a satellite office in Mansfield to serve those towns surrounding the Neponset Valley area.
Yep.
I'm a member of the board of directors of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and presently serving as president of the Massachusetts Guardianship Association. We're trying to reach out and provide assistance to family guardians in fulfilling their duties, both to the people they're helping out and to the court. There are compliance requirements, and they're often not sure what they need to do.
All right. Well, that sounds like a perfect background. It's kind of, we're going to spin a little story this morning about one of your experiences, and it's written about in our June issue. I think it's a cover story, isn't it, Judy? Or, oh, no, page three, even better. In the June issue, and it's entitled Poor Planning is Worse Than No Planning at All, which to me kind of struck me as odd because, you know, you think, you know, at least if you plan a little bit, you're kind of doing something right, but sometimes it can have bad effects, I think.
Yeah, and I want to get across, the message here is not to plan.
Right.
But if you're not going to make the difficult decisions and do it right, then poor planning is worse than not doing it at all. For long-term care planning purposes, people are really concerned with protecting some of their assets. You have to give up control to do that. And
right.
So if you're not putting the right people in place and making difficult decisions up front, you leave yourself vulnerable to somebody else's decisions down the road.
Right.
So that's when poor planning is not better than nothing at all, because in a case, and you see in the story, with no planning, the court will at least step in and appoint somebody suitable who, there's oversight of the court, and they have to spend that person's funds for their care and keep them in the least restrictive environment possible.
Mm-hmm.
As we talk about this story in the June issue, you'll see the contrast.
Right. You know, it's interesting because, life changes, relationships with people change, even
mm-hmm.
family members, you know. And if you're going to choose a person to, what is it called, managing your estate, or I don't know what the proper term is, but if you're going to choose a person to be in charge of decision-making for you, and we're going to go into some of the legal documents that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you talk about putting in place, a healthcare proxy and durable power of attorney and stuff, how do you protect yourself against something going awry like that?
Well, tough decisions have to be made at the outset. Very often, very common issue, people will come in and we'll talk about who they should appoint for their surrogate decision-making, and that is make medical decisions when they're not able to, or act under a durable power of attorney to manage their finances, convey real estate. You know, it's a very powerful document. You have to completely, totally trust the person you're appointing. And even at that, relationships change.
Right.
People change.
Right.
Addiction sometimes come into play, and somebody that was trustworthy before is no longer.
Right.
So we put protective language in those documents. but that doesn't always protect against making the wrong choice at the outset.
All right. Let's talk about it, you know, before we go to break here, especially go into the story a little bit, because it's really an interesting one, and I think I want to encourage our listeners to pick up this month's paper if they haven't already and read the article itself and, you know, save it, maybe call you. Let's talk about a couple of the documents that you're talking, that we mentioned in the article that need to be put in place. One is durable power of attorney, which is kind of that's a scary one.
Well, it is, because for elder law purposes, it really has to be comprehensive. It has to enumerate many different powers, because you want your children, presumably, or whoever your agent is, to be able to act for you if you're not able to. That could be to sell your home. It could be to, you know, cash out life insurance. Whatever it is, it's very powerful. So it has to be that powerful to be effective. But that is scary, because you're giving that level of power to basically take all of your assets from you if it's not done properly, or if that authority is granted to the wrong person.
So that's what's scary about you know, some of these things, online legal documents that you can get and fill out yourself, and you know, you really, who knows what they're doing? It's like, kind of like doing your taxes with one of those tax programs. You kind of think you know what you're doing, but you're not quite sure.
Right, and the basic provisions might be okay, but there's no counseling that goes along with that. There's nobody saying, well, wait a minute, tell me a little bit more about your son. You know, or the person you want to appoint.
Well, and or just the options available. Like, you know, you can do this or you can do that, and this is what would happen here, or this is what would happen there. So I think it's so important to work with a professional. It's interesting.
No, absolutely. It is scary.
All right, and then the healthcare proxy, real quick, because we're going to go to break.
That document is a springing power. So when a doctor deems the principal or the person who signed it not competent to make their own health and medical decisions, that's when the agent gets authority. It's important to have a HIPAA release in there, which gives a release to the doctors to speak to your children or whoever you give that release to immediately, which is important for elder law purposes. You may still have capacity, but you want assistance from your kids your spouse.
In case things go badly.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We'll go into the story when we come back, and I think our listeners are going to enjoy it, so stay tuned.
Step into the future with Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. Robotics and functional electrical stimulation are now being used for rehabilitation with patients who have experienced a stroke, brain injury, spinal cord injury, multiple sclerosis, or other neurologic disorder. Call us today, 781-348-2107, and find out how the cutting-edge rehab technology at Braintree Rehab may benefit you. That's 781-348-2107, and take the step that may change your life.
Norwell VNA and Hospice is the only independent, non-profit home care agency serving the South Shore. A leader since 1920, NVNA and Hospice offers Medicare-certified home care, hospice, and private care services to over 25 South Shore communities, from Milton to Plymouth. From nursing care and rehab therapies to private duty homemaking, companionship, and personal care, NVNA and Hospice is committed to providing quality care where it matters most, at home. Visit nvna.org.
All right, and we're back. Got to pull the microphone a little closer here. We're speaking to elder law attorney and South Shore Senior News columnist, Attorney Judy Flynn, with offices here on the South Shore and satellite office over there in Mansfield, where Neponset Valley Senior News is circulated. And also, all of Judy's columns are on our website, available for people to go and kind of look through and read past stuff. So I think that's a nice visit there to SouthShoreSenior.com if you're interested in elder law, want a little bit of background, and then you can give Judy a call. But this morning, Judy, I want you to take us through the story, because it's quite interesting, and I really enjoyed it when I was reading it and putting it in the paper this month. You came across a fellow in a skilled care facility. Assisted living with us. You take it from here.
No.
You know, take us through the story.
Actually, Howard was a gentleman living in an apartment on his own. And Elder Protective Services was called in because he was in an unsafe situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are the ones that moved for a guardianship in the court because he had not appointed a power of attorney or health care proxy who could act on his behalf at that point. And that's when the court needs to step in.
And he had no family or?
He had no family, basically. There was some remote relative in England that we couldn't find.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you become the guardian.
So they asked if I would serve. I agreed. And once you are appointed guardian by the court, it used to be you were appointed guardian of the person and estate. That changed last July with the new law, the Mass Uniform Probate Code.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are separate appointments. Guardian is control over the person and the medical and health and living situation.
Right.
And the conservator is appointed to manage assets. But I had both roles under guardianship at the time.
Okay.
So the duty of a guardian really is to keep this person in the least restrictive environment. So, and use his funds for his care and for his needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could not safely stay in the community without running through all of his assets too quickly. So at that point, it became appropriate to move him to assisted living where he could get the supervision and some of the services he needed, but retain as much independence as possible.
Okay. I was playing around with my watch there, Judy. I'm trying to like keep track of the time here, but it's not working, so I'll have to rely on our producer. 2 minutes. All right. So you made the decision to move him to an assisted living residence after you initially have taken over the guardianship and you put some documents in place and you're trying to protect his assets and help him. Tell us why the transition into the assisted living environment.
He needed that level of care. He couldn't be safely in the community.
Okay.
He didn't have the resources to pay the state. It's 24/7 care at one point becomes too expensive. You know, facility is more appropriate.
Sure.
So the point I want to get across is that guardians have a duty to use the funds for the person, keep them in the least restrictive environment, make sure they have any benefits they're entitled to, their health care, anything else. So we did all that. Eventually he needed a nursing home. And there is oversight from the court. So I had a duty as a court-appointed guardian and over the estate as well to file annual accountings with the court and account for every penny of this man's money.
Hmm.
So he didn't do planning, but in that case he was cared for as if he was a family member.
Right.
Out of a stranger. That's not ideal for anybody.
Right.
He got the best care he could.
Well, you know, we have to go to break, but before we do, I want to just throw out part of the column that was really interesting where, you know, he started referring to you as his team.
His people.
His people.
We were his peeps.
You know, but I think that's so important for people to understand that even a professional like yourself serving in a court-appointed role actually has some type of empathy and compassion and caring about these types of people. So when people hear the term guardian and things like that, they really should associate it with a good thing, I think.
Well, it is. It hasn't always been, but there has been a movement, you know, with the law and the court protections that, you know, typically the guardian is about protecting that person and having them retain their dignity.
Right. All right. So I think it's great. All right. When we come back, I'm going to try and get my act together and stay on time, Judy. And we're going to continue this story.
We've got to cover, Greg.
Yeah, we do. All right. So we'll be right back.
Call the Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn to schedule a legal checkup. Judy's practice is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. She'll do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Take greater control of your future. Schedule a legal checkup today. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
There comes a time when you want to enjoy life more, have more free time and more fun, while spending less on bills. At Oak Point, that time is now. Oak Point is the largest 55-plus active adult community on the South Shore. We offer beautiful single-family one-level homes from the mid-200,000s, 5 different floor plans, groundskeeping, and tons of social activities. Oak Point. It's time to have the time of your life. Visit oakpointhomes.com for the latest incentives and a virtual tour.
The second half of our show is brought to you by Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital. For 35 years, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital has been a leader of rehabilitation. The options for rehabilitation can be confusing. Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital offers a higher intensity of therapy, the most innovative and advanced technology, and a specialized staff of physicians, nurses, and therapists dedicated to your care. Recent recipient of the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Stroke Care, Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital provides quality rehabilitation services right here on the South Shore. Call 781-348-2500 to find out more. That's 781-348-2500. Now, back to the host of South Shore Senior News Radio. Here's Greg Perrell.
All right. We're having an interesting discussion with our friend, elder law attorney Judith M. Flynn. Judy, we're talking about the guardianship and you stepping in to help this person kind of live the rest of their life in dignity. And one of the concepts of our discussion this morning is that poor planning can be detrimental, if even worse than no planning at all. So Howard had actually appointed a fellow to be his trustee.
Bob. Right.
Yeah. So Bob. Tell us a little bit about that appointment and how it wasn't such a good thing.
So Bob, to contrast with Howard's case, Bob had done planning.
Oh.
He had executed a durable power of attorney, a health care proxy, will, and a trust to protect some assets from the cost of long-term care, which is what we encourage. But the signs were there that Bob was appointing one of his sons, Jack, who just wasn't appropriate. He didn't get along with any of the other family members. He couldn't manage his own finances. He had actually filed for bankruptcy. He was a bad choice. And I think deep down, Bob knew that, but did not, you know, want to hurt his feelings. He was the oldest. He was the son.
Right.
And this is very, very common. I see this all the time.
I bet it is.
You know, so I have the difficult discussions with my clients and make them think about it. And ultimately, for the most part, they listen, but it's a tough, tough thing to do. They really feel they don't want to hurt this child. So when it comes down to it, Bob is now in a situation where Jack has the power and the authority and the control over his assets to put him into a nursing home. He's at home doing well with a significant amount of in-home care, but that's very expensive. And because of the planning he did years ago, those assets, while they should be available for Bob's care, Jack has the authority to just not use them for Bob's care. They're technically protected from nursing home costs. So he would rather put Bob in a nursing home and have the state pay instead of giving Bob the dignity of remaining in his home as he should be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, Bob protected his assets and he did not protect himself. And
so was there any fix for that situation, or did he just kind of have to deal with it?
Well, the other siblings have come to me, and what will happen now, unfortunately, is we will go to court and we will litigate the matter to remove Bob on the basis that he's not acting in his father's best interest, you know, and it will be an expensive and ugly process. So we try to avoid this by not ending up in this situation in the first place.
Right. You know, it's interesting on that note is people that are getting to that age where they should have those plans in place can really save their families a lot of difficult times if they put those documents in place and they're well thought out.
Right. And I think they don't want to hurt feelings now by appointing someone other than the oldest or the son or whatever, but they need to understand this is just going to tear the family apart down the road. The tough choices need to be made now to spare the family later.
Right.
They're actually helping the family by doing the right thing now.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
People are so focused on protecting their estate from the cost of long-term care.
Right.
And
that's the mantra out there. Everyone's supposed to do that.
It is. You know, don't lose your assets. You know, and there's some truth to that, and I say it myself. Do some planning. Protect something. It doesn't mean you protect every penny. It doesn't mean you transfer control of your home to somebody else and all of your assets, and now you're standing there hoping. I mean, you laugh, but this is what happened.
No, I know,
day, and this is what happened to Bob. But it's dangerous. And so when I say don't put all your eggs in one basket, it's sure, take something. And that's why you need this comprehensive assessment. Look where the assets are at, what your needs are, how much can we safely put aside into an irrevocable trust to protect. But first and foremost, it's when you say, I want to protect my assets, for what? Ultimately, they mean to pass on to the kids.
Right.
And they need to understand you need to protect it for your own future security first, and the kids will get what they get later.
Right. Yeah, I guess people really don't think about that, do they?
They don't.
No.
And they need to, because with health care the way it is and getting worse, they need to provide for their own security.
Mm-hmm.
So there are protections we can put in these documents. Still protect assets, put some protections in, do it in a smart way where we're not putting everything out of your name.
Right. You know, it's funny. Every time you come in, we always run out of time because, you know, I have so many more questions.
You don't pay attention, Greg.
Well, that's true, too. But No, because there's so many more questions I want to ask you, because, you know, I think whenever people are planning long-term, they're thinking, okay, I want to protect my assets in case I go into a nursing home. But right. They think worst-case scenario when they may end up living in their own home for a long period of time.
And if they've protected, quote, their assets, they may not have the decision. It may not be within their control to stay at home at that point,
right.
Like Bob.
All right.
So they have to be careful.
We'll cover it when we come back. We have to go to break. We'll get it when we come back.
Do you think your driving skills are not what they should be? Let Braintree Rehabilitation Hospital help you decide. We can assess your driving skills and focus on your safety. Our two-part driving evaluation program has been developed to provide assessment of individuals with a variety of disabilities. Braintree Rehab is always here to help you reach your full potential and independence. For additional information or to schedule an appointment, call 781-348-4017. That's 781-348-4017.
When a person receives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, the whole family needs care. STILLME coaches focus on caring for your family in the comfort of your home. A STILLME coach teaches you ways to simplify caregiving, how to relate in a new way, respecting the dignity your family member deserves. Call STILLME, the leader in Alzheimer coaching, at 617-328-3440 or log on to www.stilme.com to meet your personal STILLME coach.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Judy here. Judy, how can people get in touch with you?
781-681-6638, or they can go to the website at thelegalcheckup.com.
Yep.
And I want to be sure people know that they can use the Mass Guardianship Association as a resource. They should check out the website if they are, you know, guardian for a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
That's at massguardianshipassociation.org.
Okay.
617-350-6500.
See, I wanted to ask you another question. How many guardians are there out there? Are there a lot? But we don't have time, so thanks for coming in, and we'll see you next
thanks
month.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to South Shore Senior News on 95.9 WATD. Now time for your home care update, brought to you by Norwell Visiting Nurse Association and Hospice.
Welcome back to the show, and we're going to be speaking with Renee McGinnis and Joan Wright of Norwell VNA and Hospice in our home care update segment for this month. And we're going to try and take a look at hospice itself and debunk some of the myths. So, Renee, give us a quick update on what is hospice?
What is hospice? Yep. Hospice actually is a benefit that most people have with their insurance, or definitely have with Medicare. And what that is it's a team of clinicians, nursing, social worker, home health aides, who come into your home and provide symptom management and care in the home for the terminally ill patient,
mm-hmm.
and also provide services for their family in terms of education and support.
Right, and I think people forget about how important that is to keep the family
right,
involved.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Keep the family involved.
Yeah.
And the hospice team is obviously specially trained in palliative care, and what that means is, you know, comfort care, comfort measures, keeping the person in their home and improving their quality of life while they're able to.
Right.
So that's the short version.
All right. So let's take a look at some of the myths that are, you know, people, some of the misunderstandings that might be out there about hospice. And most people think it's strictly for cancer care.
Right, right. But actually, cancer is only a small percentage of it. It's also people come in with end-stage Alzheimer's, COPD.
COPD.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Okay.
And congestive heart failure.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And debility. So it can be any number of diagnoses. It's just failure to thrive, those sorts of things.
Okay. So, well, that's interesting. So I think that makes services available to a much greater population
right.
in need.
And for that population, it's really what we call now, and people may hear this more, it's symptom management or, you know, palliative care. So with someone who isn't really seeking chemotherapy, radiation, they maybe don't have cancer, but they're frequently going to the hospital due to congestive heart failure and so on, and they don't want to go to the hospital anymore. They
right.
want to be treated at home. They want to have a quality of life.
Well, it's fascinating because of all the services you are providing through the hospice program, it's a major part of the healthcare reform focus because the president sees the value
right.
in having these home services. So
right.
now, Does the hospice team actually move in to take care of people? How does that work?
No, actually, you still need to have a primary caregiver. And so people either have a family member or they might hire private care to stay with them. But the hospice team goes in consistently and frequently. And if, for example, someone gets very sick or is concerned about symptoms or whatever at 2 in the morning, they call our hospice nurse who's on call. She'll try to troubleshoot everything over the phone, but if that doesn't work, she will come out at 2 in the morning and see them. And the nurse will stay however long she needs to until she gets that, you know, the symptoms and the pain under control.
Well, right. that's 24/7 is a nice benefit, especially for the family.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Because they know there's just somebody there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. When should people start to get hospice services? Is there a how do people find the services? When does it begin?
Right. Well, you know, that's a tough question because it varies depending on the diagnosis and so on. But essentially how it works is hopefully you can get information from your physician or the team that you're working with, your medical team, to identify, is this person going into the hospital all the time? They have end-stage cardiac disease, or is it end-stage Alzheimer's, and they really just want to stay at home and have quality. You would need to talk, the family would reach out to the physician, try to get a referral, call hospice. We can be out there that same day. Or it might come from a case manager at a hospital, or the oncologist if it is a cancer care, once they aren't seeking treatment anymore. And I think families need to ask more about it because people wait too long to get hospice in there, and hospice can really help the entire family unit to identify support and education and keep the patient comfortable at home.
Yeah.
So
everyone benefits from the services.
Everyone benefits.
Sounds like patient and family. Well, that brings us to the conclusion. I bet you guys probably have some information on hospice on your website.
Yes.
So what's the website address?
www.nvna.org.
And if they want to call you and discuss it and look into the services, the telephone number?
Yes. 781-659-2342.
All right, good. Well, I think that was very helpful, so thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Greg.
The Elder Law Office of Judith M. Flynn is devoted solely to elder and disability law and estate planning. If you've been thinking about getting a legal checkup, don't delay any longer. Don't wait for a crisis. Attorney Flynn will do a thorough assessment of your personal situation and develop a comprehensive plan that addresses all of your elder law needs. Don't lose your hard-earned assets to the cost of long-term care. Call Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn at 781-740-2288.
If somebody tells you we're moving, suggest a call to We're Moving. Complete move management from beginning to end. If you are moving your parents or if they are downsizing to age in place, We're Moving can help you plan and execute all the details of the move. Call We're Moving at 781-878-2631 or visit weremoving.com. That's W-E-I-R, weremoving.com.
All right, that wraps up our show for this week. I want to thank Elder Law Attorney Judy Flynn for coming in, and I think that was a very interesting conversation, and our friends over at the Norwell VNA and Hospice for the home care segment. And I also want to take a moment to remind our listeners that our show was sponsored in part by Oak Point Homes. At Oak Point, it's your time to do more living and less worrying about tomorrow because you've earned it. All right, talk to everyone next week.